Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, everybody. This is Evangelist Bobby Rosado with today's Christ Apostles Ministry. I want to welcome all of you to our program. We look at world events and we return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, folks, it is a joy to be back on the air. We have been missing in action for about a month as we took a little bit of a hiatus from the radio show. But now we are back on the air. And, folks, I am coming to you live from Terre Haute, Indiana, where just this morning, at the Hope of Israel Messianic Congregation. And this is overseen by my good friend, Brother Michael Brooks. And we were here about 2 years ago. They invited me to come on back down. Folks, we had just a wonderful time with them this Saturday morning for their Shabbat, their Sabbath service, and we just really enjoyed our time there this morning. Now, tomorrow morning, I will be speaking at the Clinton Hills Church in Clinton Hills, Indiana. The pastor of that church was there this morning, and I had an opportunity to meet with him, and we're looking forward to being people tomorrow morning. And so if you are anywhere in the area and you would like to come on by, as I look at current world events in light of biblical prophecy, then come on by the Clinton Hills Church, and they are located in Clinton Hills, Indiana. But we are excited to be back in the Midwest. We were in Ohio for about 2 weeks, and I preached at a couple of churches there in Ohio, in Walbridge, Ohio, Grace Bible Baptist Church, and then in Toledo, Faith Bible Baptist Church. Grace Bible Baptist is pastored by my good friend, Brother David Stobsdale, and the one in Toledo, Faith Bible Baptist Church, is pastored by Brother Tom Goodman. Had a wonderful time there. We helped with their VBS, ministering to many of the young children that were there. They always have me playing the villain every single year. Last year, I was a corrupt mayor of a cowboy western town. This year, they had me as a very angry, bitter Indian chief. And they had me playing the role of Chief B.O., not body odor, but bitter and offended. And we're already in the works for next year. And so we just had a wonderful time as we ministered to the young people there at this vacation Bible school. So here we are in Indiana. This past Thursday, we were just over the border at a place in Illinois, Denison, Illinois, 20 minutes away from where we are right now, at the Lighthouse Baptist Church. Our brother Phil Price, the pastor of that church, we had a wonderful time with them and their people. And then, of course, this morning for the Shabbat or the Sabbath service, spoke at the Hope of Israel Messianic Congregation. And then tomorrow morning, Clinton Hills Church in Clinton Hills, Indiana. But it's been about 30 days, 1 month, since we were on the air. Took a little bit of a sabbatical, and now we're back live on the air. What I want to talk about today, folks, is the red Heifer, and the third Jewish temple. So before I begin with that, just a few announcements. Don't forget to visit our website at todayinbibleprophecy.org. When you're there, sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can sign up for that, and you can receive our newsletters every week via email. If you decide you want to snail mail, we will send it out once a month. If you want it mailed to your home, it might not be the whole entire thing, but, you know, at least it'll give you, you know, the crux of the email, what we're doing and what's going on in the ministry. So if you want it via email, you can just sign up at the website. You'll see the email sign up. Or if you want it through the snail mail, through the postal service, then send me an email, august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. Don't forget also, folks, that next year, March 14th through the 24th, 2016, Lord willing, Patty and I will be conducting our Bible prophecy tour to Israel. We want you to join us on this trip of a lifetime. This trip will also include Jordan. We will be in southern Jordan at a place called Petra, where we believe God will shelter the Jewish people for the last 42 months of the tribulation period. So we'd love to have you join us there in Israel and Jordan. If you want more information, then go to my website, todayinbibleprophecy.org. You will see the Israel tour information on the front page. Click that on. It has the itinerary, it has the registrations, and the terms and conditions. If you would like to go, then you can call our tour operator, Christian Tours to Israel, and ask for Eyal Evans. Let him know you want to join Patty and I on our prophecy tour to Israel. Folks, we also produced a brand new DVD of the 34th Gospel Outreach to Israel. Dr. Todd Baker and myself were there in Israel June 14th to July the 2nd, ministering and sharing the gospel with the Jewish people as well as the Arab people. Passed out 78 Hebrew Bibles out there, complete Bibles, Old and New Testament. We led three people to the Lord, two Jewish men and one Arab woman. While we were there, we were teaching Bible prophecy on location in those places mentioned in the Bible that will play a major role in prophecy that will one day unfold in the not-too-distant future. So, if you would like to join us in Israel, we are giving you that opportunity to do so. Again, the dates are March 14th through the 24th, 2016. I will be leaving for Israel again this December. We'll be going there December 6th, coming back on the 23rd. I ask for your prayers as well as your financial support to help us as we share the gospel with the Jewish people. You are having a hand in that with your gifts and your financial support. If you're listening to the show live today, you'll notice there's a guest calling number. That guest calling number is 805-285-9743 or 877. Let me see, make sure we get there. There we go. 877-659-8944. And, of course, that's a toll-free number. If you have a question for today's show about the red heifer, and the Third Temple, or maybe just a brief comment, then call the guest number 805-285-9743 or the toll-free number 877-659-8944. 877-659-8944. What I'm going to do right now is get to that news story. And folks, this comes from the Times of Israel. It is a secular Israeli news source. And the front article of this news report is to ready for the final redemption. Israelis take red heifers by the horn. Now, folks, this is what's happening. The Temple Institute in Jerusalem, head by Israel Ariel and Rabbi Chaim Richman, they're looking to raise $125,000 to breed red heifers, holy cows. Now you know where that phrase came from. Used in an ancient and, of course, a future temple for purification purposes. Now you say, well, what's up with this red heifer? Well, if you go to the book of Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter number 19. Numbers 19 talks about the ordinance of the red heifer. And if you have your Bible, if you want to turn there with me, in Numbers chapter 19, and you'll notice it says in verse number 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, this is the ordinance, or in other words, the statute of the law which the Lord hath commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke. So in other words, they were to bring a red heifer without spot or blemish. In other words, there could be no defect on this red cow. The cow has to be a female, never given birth, and was never yoked together with another cow. Verse 3 says, and he shall give her, notice her, and shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp, and one shall slay her before his face. So it mentions her, female terms, three times in reference to the red heifer. The priest was to slay the red heifer outside the camp, not in the camp, but outside the camp. Verse 4 says, and Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation seven times. Well, of course, we know seven. That's the Hebrew word sheva. Sheva in Hebrew is seven. So Eleazar will take the blood and sprinkle it sheva, seven times. The purpose of this red heifer was for purification. Verse 5 says, and one shall burn the heifer in his sight, her skin and her flesh and her blood with her dung shall he burn it. So he was to burn the whole thing. But before he burned it, he would throw in these implements in verse number 6. And the priest shall take Cedarwood, and Hyssop, and Scarlet, and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Cedarwood, Hyssop, and Scarlet, all those things were thrown into the midst of that burning red heifer. Verse 8 says, and he that burneth her shall wash his clothes in water and bathe his flesh. Verse 9, and a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and lay them up without the camp in a clean place. And it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for a water of separation. It is a purification for sin. So, an example, when a man was to touch a body, touches a body, he's unclean. The only way he can be clean is by the ashes of the red heifer. If they walk through a cemetery, then they're unclean. Then they would have to have the ashes of the red heifer for purification. The ashes of the red heifer mixed with water in a cement jar would purify the implements in the tabernacle, in the first and second Jewish temple. That was the purpose of the red heifer. So this is exactly what they're looking for right now. They're looking for a small herd of holy red heifers. They call them in Hebrew, Para Aduma, these holy red heifers, or these red cows. And we know that the red heifers were slaughtered as sacrifices in the temple, and the ashes were used in purification rituals. And as I said, especially for people who have become impure through contact with dead bodies. Now, we know based on what the Rambam, Maimonides, Moses ben Maimon, he goes by many different names. He said that there were only 9 red heifers sacrificed in biblical history, from the time of Moses to the destruction of the second temple in 70 AD. Only 9 red heifers in history. This next red heifer will be the 10th red heifer. Folks, the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, it's a 28-year-old organization. They have built more than 70 artifacts that is going to be used when a third Jewish temple is built. The latest project from the Temple Institute is that they had to import, now ready for this, they had to import frozen embryos of red Angus cattle in the United States to Israel to create a herd of kosher red heifers in Israel. It is against Israeli law to import cows from another country for fears of mad cow disease, mouth and foot disease and things of that sort. So they have to import frozen embryos from red Angus cattle in the United States to be shipped over to Israel. Rabbi Chaim Richman of the Temple Institute said, people have this understanding that the red heifer is something otherworldly, or it is really rare. He said, quote, but really there are hundreds or even thousands of red colored cattle of different species that would qualify. That's amazing. A modern day red heifer can be produced, according to the Temple Institute, that meets all the qualifications of Numbers chapter 19. Now, there have been other red heifers that were raised in the past, raised in all types of excitement. But upon inspection from the Temple Institute, they were found out that they did not meet the biblical requirement of Numbers 19. It can be a red cow, but if it has three or more hairs of another color, then it's not considered a biblical, it's disqualified from being a red heifer. So the Temple Institute is really careful about this. According to, again, Chaim Richman, which he said, ultimately, in order for there to be a kosher red heifer, it must be arranged from birth. He said the animal must be supervised, watched, and cared for. Now, here's what's interesting, folks. The Temple Mount is in the process, or I should say, the Temple Institute is in the process of importing frozen embryos from red Angus cows in the United States, deemed most likely to create a progeny that are completely red in order to create the first herd of red heifers for ritual use in Israel. Again, they call it a red heifer because the cow must be female and has never given birth. This is what they're looking to do right now. They are right now looking to raise, Temple Institute, $125,000 in donations. According to them, each frozen embryo costs about 3,000 Israeli shekels, or in American money, $800. They are to implant the embryos in cows in Israel. And most of the time, they would have a 30% success rate. But again, the Israeli Agriculture Ministry does not allow the import of live cattle due to the threat of cattle-borne diseases as hoof and mouth or mad cow disease. So they have to freeze these embryos from red Angus cows and ship them there to Israel. Now, according to Chaim Richman, he said the Temple Institute's focus is on building ritual objects ready for use in the Third Temple. But according to them, it does not have a messianic agenda and does not aim to hasten an eschatological end of days. I disagree. Rabbi Richman points out that one-third of the 613 commandments of Judaism are related to the temple. Of course they have a messianic agenda. And of course, Bible prophecy does predict this as an eschatological end of days. And so that's the reason why they're looking to raise all this money to raise these biblical red heifers. Now, folks, for those of you that are listening, I would not recommend that you send money to such organizations. And, you know, they're going to raise that money and then some. And most of that money is going to come from Christians because they need to help God along to get prophecy fulfilled, to hasten the soon return of Jesus Christ. You can send them $1 billion, and it's not going to make the rapture of the church happen any sooner or any later. This third temple spoken of in Bible prophecy, this third temple will have nothing to do with God. God is not even within a mile of it. It's the temple that one day the Antichrist himself will desecrate. And so We need to be careful with that stuff, folks. Temple Institute has already had a small success with the birth of a few completely red cows from the frozen embryos. There was only one problem. They weren't red heifers. They were just red bulls. Not the red bull that you drink. But they were just red bulls. They weren't biblical red heifers. But what does Bible prophecy tell us about all this? Folks, according to Bible prophecy, find four passages in Scripture that deal with a future temple. That's Daniel 9:27, Matthew 24 and verse number 15, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Now in Daniel chapter 9 and verse number 27, it talks about the Antichrist confirming the covenant with many for 1 week. That 1 week is a future 7-year period of tribulation to come. 69 of those 70 weeks have already literally been fulfilled. From the time of Nehemiah in 444 B.C., in Nehemiah chapter 2, the commencement point for the 69 weeks, going all the way to April 3rd, 30 A.D., calculated by Sir Robert Anderson in his book, The Coming Prince. He calculated from Nehemiah all the way to the appearance of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem on a donkey, coming down the Mount of Olives, giving Israel one final opportunity to acknowledge him as their long-awaited Messiah. Israel said, no, you're not the one. Following day, Jesus Christ is crucified on an old, rugged Roman cross. The death of Jesus Christ ended the 69 weeks. Daniel 9:26 tells us that after 62 weeks, the Messiah would be cut off. Now that word, ladies and gentlemen, cut off, is the Hebrew word karet, meaning Messiah suffers the death penalty. Messiah suffers the death penalty. That's what the Hebrew word karet means. He suffers the death of Jesus Christ, put an end to the 69th week. Daniel tells us it's 70 weeks. So if 69 weeks have already been fulfilled, how many weeks are left? 1 week. And that is that future 7-year period of tribulation to come. Let me hold on to that thought for a minute and go to a phone call. And what we're going to do is go to our caller here. And it looks like a New England number, a 774 number. So, caller, you are on the air.
August, it's John from back home. How are you?
Well, hello there, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, my friend.
Well, praise the Lord, brother. What's going on over there?
Oh, just busy. Just busy. Enjoying the show, you know. I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
And the question is, August, I've been studying 5-6 years, dropping the bucket. And I've seen a lot since I've been studying Bible prophecy, you know, especially recently. Things are really moving fast. when you first started studying, is your head spinning at how fast things are coming together now?
Wow. Well, you know, Brother John, let me just first of all say thank you so much for calling the show, brother. I appreciate you, your friendship, your support of the ministry. Thank you so much. But you know, yeah, Brother John, I've been studying Bible prophecy for 27 years now.
Wow.
And like you, I'm a student of Bible prophecy. I'm no expert. I'm a student. And I'm always learning something new every single day. When I first began studying Bible prophecy back in 1988, we saw a lot of things that were happening then. But, brother, there's nothing like it is today. I mean,
amen.
It's just accelerating at such a rapid fire pace that it's like I can't even keep up with the news articles anymore. There is just so much that's going on in the world right now. And, John, it reminds me of what Jesus said in Luke chapter 21. And verse number 28, and I'm going to paraphrase before I actually quote the verse. Jesus said that when you see prophecy being fulfilled in its early stages, we better start looking up because he's about to return.
Amen.
What he said in Luke 21, 28 is, and when you see these things begin to come to pass, he said, look up, lift up your head. But your redemption draws nigh. But Brother John,
amen.
We are living in some exciting times today in which we are seeing prophecy being fulfilled right before our very eyes. I believe, John, that we could be that generation that could very well see the return of Jesus Christ at the rapture.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
where
I'm
coming at it from, brother. We are living in some exciting times.
I say, amen. We are. I agree. Thank you, August. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the show, and God bless you. You keep up the good work.
Well, Brother John, you don't be a stranger. You call in any time, brother. And I encourage you to let other people know about the radio show. And thank you for your friendship, brother. We'll be talking to you soon.
Amen, August. Thank you. You take care. God bless.
Thank you, Brother John. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Very good friend of ours right there, Brother John, up in the New England area. And we really appreciate him. Folks, getting back to the thought now. Daniel 9:26 says that after 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off. The Hebrew word there is karet, meaning Messiah suffers the death penalty. The death of Jesus Christ put an end to the 69 weeks of Daniel's prophecy. Daniel tells us it's 70 weeks. 1 week is yet to be fulfilled. And folks, that week is a future 7-year period of tribulation to come. And that won't happen until the next prophetic event on God's calendar that we call the rapture of the church. Speaking at this Messianic congregation this morning, it just proves what I was saying all along, folks, that Christians today no longer believe in the doctrine of the rapture. And the proof in the pudding is that the congregation I was speaking at this morning, there was a couple who told the leadership that they weren't coming to the meeting because they don't believe in the rapture. And folks, that's exactly where it's going today. I'm reminded of 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 5, where Peter said that in the last days you'll have scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? You know, you may think that that's talking about the unbelievers. No, I don't think it is. The unbelievers can care less whether Jesus comes or not. A lot of this mocking and denying of the Lord, the soon return of Jesus, is coming from those who are within the church. Christians today who deny the soon return of Jesus. Crying shame, folks. I'm also reminded of this third temple in Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. Folks, these are the words of Jesus Christ himself. As a matter of fact, Jesus is quoted out of Daniel 9:27, the passage I just quoted to you. Jesus said, "When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, and whosoever readeth, let him understand." The abomination of desolation is when the Antichrist will walk into that rebuilt third Jewish temple, desecrate it, put an end to animal sacrifices, and proclaim to the world that he is God. That's the reason why, folks, the Temple Institute wants to raise these red heifers for sacrifice in the third Jewish temple. Now, Rabbi Chaim Richman can say, well, this has nothing to do with messianic expectations or an end days eschatology. I think we know better than that. They want to go back to animal sacrifices. The abomination of desolation. As a matter of fact, there was a prototype, a forerunner to the Antichrist who also committed the abomination of desolation. It was on the Jewish month Kislev, December 25th, 168 BC. The prototype, Antiochus IV Epiphanes. The Jews called him Antiochus Epimenes, Antiochus the Madman. He also went into the Jewish temple. He went into the most holy place. He took a pig into the most holy place. He took a knife and slit its belly open and threw its entrails in the most holy place. He built a statue in honor of the Greek god Zeus. He built a pagan altar and spread that altar with the innards of the pig. And that drove the Jews to revolt against Antiochus Epiphanes and the Seleucid Empire, led by the priestly sect of the Maccabees, Mattathias Maccabees, his son Judah Maccabees, and the whole Maccabean family, and drove them out of the temple and out of the land of Israel. Antiochus's future protege, the Antichrist, will do exactly that, but not bring a pig and sacrifice a pig in the most holy place. Just the very presence of the Antichrist himself is enough to desecrate that temple. And the Jews will flee for their very life. Paul the Apostle picks up on this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. He says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except it come the fallen away first, and that man is going to be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Antichrist will walk into that temple, put an end to animal sacrifice, demand worship, and those who fail to do so will be put to death. John the Apostle in Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2 tells us, "And it was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise, measure the temple of God, the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall be tread underfoot 42 months. 42 months would be the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. He said, "It was given me a reed like unto a rod." A reed in the Bible is 10 feet. A reed in the Bible is 10 feet. Now, 18 inches in the Bible is from the elbow to the tip of the fingers. Bible tells us that what they are planning right now, what the Tower Institute is planning right now, is the rebuilding of the third Jewish temple. Maimonides gave them all the requirements for the rebuilding of that temple. They want to build it after the model of Herod's temple. We were just there at the Temple Institute this past March, and we were there again in May. They gave us a tour of everything they have ready to go. They have all the implements ready to go for the third temple. They have the priestly garments. They made 28,000 of them. A priestly garment has to be made out of one piece of cloth. They have a high priest. They have just reestablished the Sanhedrin. And they are right now training these Levites in the area of animal sacrifice. Folks, everything seems to be ready to go. Stage is set. The actors are in place. And the curtain is about to go up on the end time drama. We know the next prophetic event on God's calendar is the rapture of the church. If you're listening to this broadcast and you don't know my voice and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're either one heartbeat away from going to hell or you're one trumpet sound away from being left behind. Doesn't have to be that way, folks. The Lord Jesus died on the cross for your sins and my sins and shed his blood for you and I. God has a free gift for you, the gift of eternal life. You must repent of your sins. Acknowledge your sins to God. Pray and invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life to be your Lord and personal Savior. You can pray something like this. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I've sinned against you. I repent of my sins today. I turn from my wickedness. I turn from my evil. And Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life, come into my heart, and I receive you as my Lord and personal Savior. Change my life, Lord Jesus. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Save my soul. Give me the gift of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In your name I pray. Amen. If you pray that prayer, I really would love to hear from you. Send me an email, august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. Let me know you prayed that prayer and you invited the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart today. I want to rejoice with you, send you some literature, local Bible-believing, gospel-preaching church. You can catch me on the social networks, on Facebook, simply August Rosado, on Twitter, Bible_prophecy, or simply August Rosado, and on LinkedIn, Evangelist August Rosado. Go to my website, todayinbibleprophecy.org. Sign up there for our free weekly newsletter. Join us in Israel next year, Lord willing, March 14th through the 24th, 2016, Israel as well as Jordan. You can go to Christian Tours to Israel and ask for Eyal Evan, and he'll give you all the information that you will need. So next week, this is August Rosado. Keep looking up. Peace.